Sexuality and Citizenship. The concept of sexual citizenship works on the broad view of the government granting its citizens certain rights, including the right to be protected from discrimination and access to government welfare and services. 22 Diane Richardson's 2000 enumeration of three kinds of sexual rights is also helpful in this regard. A. Rights involving sexual practice. B. Rights of self-definition. And C. Rights gained from social and political institutions, thus including right to marriage, family, adoption amongst others. 23. Quote, citizenship or determining the legitimate people of a nation can also be used to discriminate against particular communities, and must therefore be viewed more broadly to not just cater to all legal citizens, but also to prevent exclusions on the basis of gender, sexual orientation or gender identity and expression, SOGIE status, marital status, and HIV status, among others. End of quote. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a citizen is a person who legally belongs to a country and has the rights and protection of that country. 24. The idea of citizenship thus includes determining the legitimate people who comprise the nation and adhere to the laws enacted by the government, and have the right to be protected within the boundaries of the country. However, citizenship or determining the legitimate people of a nation can also be used to discriminate against particular communities, and must therefore be viewed more broadly to not just cater to all legal citizens, but also to prevent exclusions on the basis of gender, sexual orientation or gender identity and expression. SOGIE. Page 10. Status, marital status, and HIV status, among others. In looking at issues of citizenship, it is additionally important to cater to those who are considered marginalized within society: women, children, people with disabilities, people of diverse genders and sexualities, and people living with HIV, among others. Migrants, both legal and undocumented refugees, stateless people, and those who governments sometimes refuse to recognize as citizens, also need a specific mention here. Issues of citizenship must also look into issues of migration and especially women and trans migrants who may or may not be documented, and address deeper issues of violence and discrimination within migrant and refugee communities. In an ever-changing world of migration, this includes doing away with discriminatory screening practices at the port of entry for a variety of reasons, including HIV status and pregnancy. It is important to recognize that people who fall at the intersections of more than one kind of marginalization category face more enhanced degrees of discrimination. Thus, women migrants face additional degrees of marginalization in different counties, having to face discrimination on the basis of their gender and citizenship status. Looking at issues of sexual citizenship and paying particular attention on marginalized communities would include getting rid of discriminatory laws and policies that criminalize people of diverse genders and sexualities. For example, this would include doing away with anti-sodomy laws within countries that criminalize certain people for their sexual behavior and expression. This would also include setting up equitable laws and policies that focus on but not limit to women and trans people and protect their interests, thus extending to gender-just laws and policies, access to health including sexual and reproductive health services, prevention of gender-based violence and abuse, and recognition of women as citizens with equal rights to education, employment, vote and be elected as a government representative. Ideas of citizenship could also extend to doing away with restrictions on people to move into their partner's countries, right to asylum in a safe country on grounds of gender, HIV status, SOGIE status and others, and right to visit and consent to treatment of a partner for same-sex desiring people and people who may not be married and others. It must additionally enable people to access benefits related to health, education, employment, and decent living conditions in a safe environment. The idea of citizenship must be used not necessarily to penalize people, but to actively support people in living lives which are safe, healthy, and promotes their well-being.